Okay, thank you, Chairman. So, first of all, I'd like to thank the organizers for giving me the opportunity of talk in this exciting conference. My name is Shuntaro Sumita from Kyoto University. Today, I'd like to talk about the classification theory of topological crystalline gapless superconductivity. So, let's start. So, probably all of you are familiar with topological physics, but let me introduce some basics of topology. So, topological invariant is defined for gaps Hamiltonian, like insulators and free gap superconductors. Such topological invariant is classified by symmetry and dimensionality. Up to now, many studies have performed such classification. So, most basic study is based on the on-size symmetry, which is time-reversal symmetry, particle symmetry, and chiral symmetry. The presence or absence of these symmetries is divided into 10 classes, which is called Aldrin-Zimbau classes. Then, if we determine the dimensionality, we can obtain the topological nature. So, it is called the topological periodic table. So, more advanced researches are based on the crystal symmetry, such as 32 point groups and 230 space groups. the pioneering work is the suggestion of topological crystalline insulators by Professor Yan Fu. So, after that, many studies have performed the classification of, based on crystal symmetry using various methods. Okay, on the other hand, the topology is useful even for gapless Hamiltonian. In same metals, the jump solved topological number in Brillouin zone is called topological gapless point. For example, we consider this three-dimensional Brillouin zone. On each 2D slice, we can define the Chern number. So if the Chern number is zero in the left region and one in the middle region, there must be a gapless point on the interface. Furthermore, in some cases, the Dirac point on rotational axis is also a topological gapless point. On the other hand, some superconductors have also gapless points, which is called superconducting nodes. Especially, some previous studies have suggested unusual nodes due to the crystal symmetry. So, we wonder if such nodes are topologically protected or not. So, as we have seen, the previous studies have focused on these three systems for topology, but in this study, we focus on this part, the gapless superconducting state. Okay, so now I show the motivation of our studies. I repeat that the topology is useful for not only gapped systems, but also the gapless systems. So in semi-metal case, the gapless points are characterized by topological invariant. And in some cases, crystal symmetries generate an additional invariant of gapless points. On the other hand, some studies of nodal superconductivity suggested examples of symmetry protected nodes. So now we have questions. So first is, do superconducting nodes meet topology? And second, do crystal symmetries give an invariant of nodes? In order to answer these questions, we topologically classified a crystal symmetry protected superconducting nodes. For simplicity, we assume the central symmetric superconductors. Such nodal structure is divided into two cases. The first one is the line node on high symmetry plane, and the second is the node on high symmetry line. Okay, now let's move on to the main issue. I introduce my collaborators. We have the two main parts. For the whole part, my supervisor, Professor Yoichi Yanase, gave me some helpful comments about superconductivity and strongly correlated electrical systems. And for the first part, I worked with Shingo Kobayashi and Masato Hisato. Shingo is good at Clifford algebra. For the second part, I worked with Takuya Nomoto and Kenshi Ozaki, and they are specialists of group theory and K-theory. Okay, so now I explain the method of our study. In this method, we assume the Fermi surface crosses the high symmetry K points in the Brillouin zone. For example, this Fermi surface crosses the rotational axis. So on such high symmetry K points, the property of normal Bloch state is represented by the irreducible representations, alpha 1, alpha 2, blah, blah, blah. For example, on the C2 axis, there are two irreducible representations which correspond to the spin up and spin down. Okay. Next, taking into account the symmetry of superconducting order parameter, we can determine the pseudo-time max of pseudo-time reversal particle hole and chiral symmetry among the irreducible representations. So this figure gives us the intuitive understanding. So on the C2 axis, the BDG Hamiltonian is block diagonalized into the two irreducible representations. And if we assume the BG order parameter, the maps are determined like this. So now we focus on the each representation. So each representation has only particle hole, pseudo particle hole symmetry, CI. So with CI square, it's plus E. So this means that each representation has each representation is classified into the class D. So which means the classification is D2. So there are point nodes characterized by a D2 topological invariant. So this is our method. Okay, so using this method, I have two main results. First, for mirror or grid invariant superconductors, we completely classified the classified nodal structures on high symmetry planes for all symmorphic and non-symmorphic symmetries. Second, for rotation invariant superconductors, we classified nodal structures on high symmetry axis for only symmorphic systems. So I show the first result. Okay. So this table is a complete classification on mirror or grid planes. The current means the crystal symmetry of a superconductor, and the rho means the symmetry of a superconducting order parameter. There are some non-trivial results, namely the differences between basal plane and zone phase. So such unusual nodal structures on zone phase are attributed to the non-symmorphic symmetry, such as screw and or anti-ferromagnetic symmetry. For example, some candidates for non-symmorphic line nodes are shown like this. Okay, and corresponding to the non-trivial topological number, we also calculated the Majorana flat band like this here. And furthermore, we investigated the situation of non-symmorphic line nodes for all space groups. This table is a full classification table. For example, the candidates for non-symmorphic line nodes are shown like this. So therefore, we can find the possibility of non-symmorphic line nodes by using the space group and the magnetic property. Okay, let's move on to the second result. So these tables represent the classification of rotational axis for all symmorphic groups. In this study, we found the four types of gap structure. First is the full gap, where no topological number is defined. And the nodal structure has three types: point nodes, line nodes, and Bogoliub surfaces. Furthermore, we found another JZ-dependent feature for C3 and C6 cases. We see the result by using examples of even parity strontium platinum arsenide and odd parity rhenium platinum 3. Okay. So I briefly explain the background of strontium platinum arsenide. This is a Nikita superconductor with hexagonal lattice. And superconducting pairing symmetry is still under debate. But in this study, we assumed the one candidate, the even parity chiral D order parameter. This order parameter breaks time reversal symmetry, but preserves C3 symmetry by allowing the such phase factor. And in this study, we focus on this KH line. This line is the hinge of the Brillouin zone, and on this line, C3 symmetry is preserved. Some previous studies have suggested the surface nodes on this line. So this is the classification results on KH line. First, we see the total angular momentum, Jz, equal plus minus 1/2 state. In this state, the plus minus means the sign of Jz, but they are not degenerated due to the time reversal symmetry breaking. And both bands create nodes, but the topological protection is different, so G2 and Z. On the other hand, for Jz equal plus minus 3, Z equal plus minus 3/2 state, the topological protection is same, Z. For both cases, these nodes on KH line are the parts of Bogoliub Fermi surfaces, as I have seen. Okay, next we see the case of rhenium platinum 3. This is also a hexagonal lattice. And this material has known to possess multiple superconducting phases, like this figure. Therefore, the autoparity, a multi-component autoparity to other parameter may be most reasonable. So this other parameter breaks time reversal symmetry in the B phase. And in this study, especially we focus on this eta equal 1 line. On this line, the C3 symmetry is preserved. According to the first principle study, the rhenium platinum 3 has Fermi surfaces around the gamma point, A point, and the K point. And the gap structures on the K point has not been sufficiently studied, so we also focus on this KH line. Okay, this is the results for rhenium platinum 3. For Jz equal plus minus 3/2 state, the classification is the same as the strontium platinum arsenide case. On the other hand, for Jz equal plus minus 1/2 state, the one band opens the gap, but the other creates nodes. So this means a perfectly non-unitary pairing with spin polarization. For both cases, the nodes on KH line is equal to the point nodes depending on Jz. So we found the Jz-dependent nodal structures. Such novel type of nodal structures is demonstrated by numerical calculations. Okay, that is the final slide. In this study, we answered for the two questions. The both answer is yes. And we classified the nodal structures on mirror aggression plane and rotational axis. So the final is the open questions. The all nodes are topological. We believe that this answer is yes. Okay, so thank you very much.
Question? I'm very much interested in your theory. So I would like to check the consistency of my understanding and your theory. So actually, I have calculated substrate of DM superconductor, and actually, we can define node have the winding number on the nodal point.
Okay.
It's like a W1D, or around the node, line node. We can define topological number along the line. Is it consistent with the classification?
Okay. It's just,
and also, in the point node, we can define channel number around the.
Okay. Yeah, it's a good question. So, just a moment. Okay, so this is a classification for a mirror plane. Okay, so in my presentation, I showed the zero-dimensional classification, but we also classified the one-dimensional classification. So this is the result. So I showed the bottom of the table, but on the top of the table, so we also classified the one-dimensional. So this means a winding number. Okay. So, and our result showed that the line nodes on mirror plane is also protected by one-dimensional winding number for even parity superconductor. But for odd parity superconductor, such line nodes are not protected by one-dimensional winding number. So if
some kind of asymmetry is needed.
Yes, so the mirror or grass symmetry is needed. So if we break the mirror symmetry, the line nodes remain for even parity superconductor, but not remain for odd parity superconductor.
Okay. Okay. And the last part you mentioned about Jz equal plus minus half or plus minus three half, and it's quite interesting. If your theory can classify the septet pairing, is it possible?
It may be yes. Yeah. Okay. So on this line, the for C3 or C6 symmetry is preserved. So
it works to classify Bogoliubov-Ferry surface for even parity superconductor.
Yes. So in this case, it's even parity, so there must be Bogoliubov-Ferry surfaces. But for odd parity, they are not Bogoliubov-Ferry surfaces.
Okay, very interesting.
Sumita-san, my question is somewhat related to what just been asked. So the value of Gz here, they're what? They're eigenvalues of a certain C3 symmetry, right? And this is the eigenvalues of the EREP. Is that what it is? So what are the values of Gz?
So you mean the meaning of Gz?
Correct.
So this Gz means the reducible representation of a normal state. So
that's right. But under which symmetry? Are we talking about the angular momentum? Or we're talking about the C.
This is a detailed calculation. So on the C3 axis, there are three irreducible representations. So this means the phase factor for C3 symmetry. So the C3 to the third is minus one. So there must be a three eigenvalues. So for Jz equal plus minus one half state, we start from this blue particle band. So due to the time reversal symmetry, this band is mapped into this purple band. And the particle Hall symmetry maps to this one,
right,
and the chiral symmetry maps to this. Okay. But this situation is different for the Gz equal plus minus three half state. In this state, we start from this part. So the starting point is different.
And specifically for uranium platinum 3, do you know which Gz it's classified by?
The situation is similar to the uranium platinum 3 case.
So while you're looking for the slide, in uranium platinum 3, there has been there has been a phase sensitive corner junction experiments, right? And I thought in that example, we knew exactly the symmetry of the order parameter. It was E to U, mm-hmm. and we knew what E rapid corresponded to. But this information, you know, namely which E rep it corresponds to under the rotations, is an additional information, right? Is that what you're saying? Mm-hmm. It's not contained in the regular E to U classification?
For E to U pairing, the gap structure is different corresponding to the angular momentum. So
it's not unique. You're saying if I tell you it's E to U, can you tell me if it's G is equal 1/2 or 3/2? Or both are possible?
Okay.
So which of the two is actually realized in uranium platinum sphere, to the best of your knowledge?
Okay. So according to the first principle study, so the normal state is classified into the left case. So, but we wonder if the first principle study is correct or not. So, okay.
I think we should move on. So let's thank the speaker.
Thank you.